Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masechet Temurah, Daf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph. At the top of the Amud, the next Mishnah in this, the final parak. Echad Kodesh Mizbeach, Echad Kodesh Betakabayit. And in the previous Mishnah, we looked at what was different distinctions. And in the first Mishnah, distinctions between Kodesh Mizbeach, Kodesh Betakabayit. Now we'll look at their commonalities. Ein Meshanin Otam Mikdusha L'Kedusha. You can't change them from one Kedusha to the other. I mean, you can't take Kodesh Mizbeach to Betakabayit. Umakdishin Otan Hekdish Ilui. But you can do Hekdish Ilui, which means you're going to commit to the value of that animal to Betakabayit. Machriminotan. We'll see in the Gemara what that means, whether it's Cherme Kohanim or another component of Betakabayit, or another way of saying it. Vimeitu Yikavru. So if Kodesh Mizbeach or Kodesh Betakabayit died, you have to bury them, you can't just dispose of them. Shimon Omer, Kodesh Betakabayit, Imeitu Yipadu. He disagrees and says, Kodesh Betakabayit, if they die, they can be redeemed, and then you could sell the carcass, or use the carcass, etc. Alright, let's see what that's all about. Amar Rav Huna, Kodesh Mizbeach Shitfisan Lechermei Kohanim Lo Asa Klum. So even though the Mishnah said, Machriminotan, Rav Huna says that if you take Kodesh Mizbeach, and then you say, I'm giving this as Chermei Kohanim, you haven't done anything, which means you owe nothing to the Kohanim. My Tama, what's the reason for Rav Huna's ruling? Meaning, the way he's interpreting it is Kol Cherem is Kodesh Kodashim, right? Have Hahu Lashem Ha'Lehave. Meaning, if it's already Kodesh Kodashim, then it only goes Lashem and not to the Kohanim. Meitive, watch this challenge. Kodesh Mizbeach Shit Fisan, and the Kodesh Mizbeach with the Chermei Kohanim. So watch this Breita. It's going to take three components and push them off against each other. Kodesh Betakabayit, if you then attach them to Kodesh Mizbeach or Chermei Kohanim, Lo Asa Klum, that's meaningless. It's still Betakabayit and only that. Chermei Kohanim, Shitfisan, Ben the Kodesh Mizbeach, Ben the Kodesh Betakabayit, Lo Asa Klum. The same thing if you have Chermei Kohanim and you go in either direction, nothing. The implication of the fact that I only mentioned those two and not the third is HaKodesh Mizbeach, Shitfis L'Chermei Kohanim, Masha Sasui. If you take Kodesh Mizbeach and then you attach them and extend them to Chermei Kohanim, it's valid. Yuftu Rav Huna, so Rav Huna has been refuted. Hamalach Rav Huna's answer would be, Kishaira Ahad Shaira. What the Breita left out was the other thing, which is, Kodesh Mizbeach, if you suddenly have Betakabayit, Masha Sasui. The one thing that's valid is Kodesh Mizbeach, if you extend it to Betakabayit, which is exactly what our Mishnah said, Hekdash Ilui. Hamalach Chermei Kohanim, Lo Asa Klum. So he said, therefore, the Breita was not leaving out Kodesh Mizbeach Chermei Kohanim, because that's also nothing, as I said, but rather Kodesh Mizbeach Betakabayit is meaningful, and that's why it didn't mention it. So why doesn't it mention this one? The answer is Tani Beitar Tiktani Beitar Tilok Tani. Only if in both directions it doesn't work did he mention it. When it's split, Milted Lopsikolay, he didn't mention it. Alright, let's see if this works. Tan Makdisha Tan Hektishilui. Our Mishnah said that you could take Kodesh Mizbeach and be Makdish them Hektishilui and Chermei Kohanim and Charamim, sorry. My love Hektishilui, the Betakabayit, Machrimin the Chermei Kohen. So doesn't Hektishilui mean the Betakabayit? And Machrimin means Chermei Kohen, and that means it works against Rav Huna. Lo, Idi Vidi Kodesh Betakabayit. Both Hektish Ilui and Machrimin are Betakabayit. And why does it say both? Lo Shtam Mapiklu Beloshon Hektish LeBetakabayit, Lo Shtam Mapiklu Beloshon Chermei LeBetakabayit. It doesn't matter whether you say, I'm being Makdishit or I'm being Machrimin, either way it goes to Betakabayit, which means this animal still goes on the Mizbeach, and they have to give its value to Betakabayit. But we have a Breita that says different than Tani Breita. Hekdesh Ilui Kodesh Betakabayit Machrimin Otam Chermei Kohanim. So we have an explicit Breita that says that Hekdesh Ilui means Betakabayit and Machrimin is Chermei Kohanim against Rav Huna. V'aratanya Kodesh Mizbeach Shitishor Chermei Kohanim Masha Sasui. Breita that says the exact opposite of Rav Huna. The answer is Tiyuv to Rav Huna has been refuted now. But he quoted a pasuk, which means we have to interpret the pasuk differently. That means the exact opposite of Rav Huna. Not that if it's Kodesh Kodashim, it stays Lashem, but rather every Cherem that you make, including Kodesh Kodashim, will still be a Cherem, which means you give it to the Kohanim. Not it, but its value. But since when did Ula say that Vamar Ula Matfis Ola the Betakabayit in by Ela Ikuv Gizbarim Bilvad? If you're Makdish and Ola and say, I'm giving it to Betakabayit, all that you need to do is to wait for the Gizbarim to show up and let them be there when you offer it up because they are now the owners. But you do not owe more money to the Betakabayit. You've just transferred ownership. So the answer is midrabanan, which means this notion that if you're matpis a hekdesh mizbeach, a kodesh mizbeach, le berakabayit, that it works and that you have to pay the money, that's midrabanan. Ukra lemi'ila adata. The pasuk that we used of kocherim, etc., is there to tell you that me'ila attaches, not to tell you that you owe this money. Deoraita. Lemi'ila, amalikra. What do I need a pasuk for me'ila? Kodesh kodeshim to me. It says kodesh kodeshim, that's enough. Now me'ila applies. But wait a second. Rabbi Yonai said the following thing. The only thing that it really explicitly says in the Torah is subject to Me'ilah is Ola. The parsha of Me'ilah at the end of the parsha of Yikra. It unintentionally sinned by using Kodesh Hashem, which means I'm Yuchadim Hashem. Those things that only belong to Hashem, which is Ola. We only know that Me'ilah applies to Chatat and Hashem from the Drush of Rebbe. Ten Rebbe Omer, Kol Chelev L'Adonai, this is the end of Parsh of Shlomim. L'Rabot Emurei Kochim Kalim L'Me'ilah. Why does it say Kol Chelev L'Hashem? To tell you that the Emurim of Kochim Kalim also could be considered Me'ilah. The Emurim they call them Mizbeach. So Lama Likra, why do I need a Pasuk? Kochim Kochim Tibahu, after all the Korbanot are called Kochim Kochim. The answer is Kodesh Kodeshim is not enough, and I do need another pasuk to tell me that Me'ilah applies. So Chayim Namis, therefore I need it also in our pasuk about Cherem. Even though they're called Kodesh Kodeshim, I need a specific pasuk, Kol Cherem Lashem, to tell me that Me'ilah applies. Okay, Gufa Maktishol, that I combined in my Legiyukuv Gizbarim Bilvad. So we had this quote from Ula. That if you're Makdish and Ola, Leberaka Bayit, all that you have to need is the Gizbarim to show up, but you don't owe money, Midoraita, so Meitra, Makdish, Ola, Leberaka Bayit, Asur, Leshochta, Jipadeh, you have to redeem it, which means it's become, you have to first redeem it from Leberaka Bayit and then offer it up. The answer is Midorabanan, that's only a Durabanan, Hachin Mistabin, Mutani Seif, Mavar, Shachta, Mashas, Asui, because the Seif of that statement is, but if you went ahead and Shechted it without redeeming it, then it's valid. Alamai midrabanan, it's all drabanan. Yachi ema seifa, mualin shtei milot, but the end of that is that if you use it, you're violated shtei milot, mizbeach and berakabayit. Ve'im midrabanan, amai shtei milot, but if the fact that it's owned by berakabayit is only drabanan, then why are there shtei milot? So the answer is, it doesn't mean they're ishtei milot, it means theoretically it's worthy of shtei milot, which means both kedushot count, but of course the connection to Berakabayit is the Rabbanan. Okay, v'imetu yikavru. Now we said, Amar Yochanan, l'Rabbanan, echad kodshim izbech, chod kodshim Berakabayit, hu b'chol hamada v'aracha. Now this brings us to the concept of hamada v'aracha, which is in the note on top of the page. Hamada v'aracha that we've seen several times, both in this Masechet and in Arachim, is the principle, we'll see the core psukim, the source psukim in a minute, the principle that you need to stand, if something is going to be redeemed from hekdesh, you need to stand it up and assess it. So here's the take. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Shimon, say, Kodesh Mizbeach and Kodesh Berakabayit require Hamada L'Haracha. And that's why, when either one of them dies, you can't redeem it because you can't stand it up. Rish Lakish amar the Rabbanan, Kodesh Berakabayit, ayu b'chal amad ha-baracha, Kodesh Mizbeach, lo ayu b'chal amad ha-baracha. According to Rish Lakish, only Kodesh Berakabayit had Hamada L'Haracha, not Kodesh Mizbeach. So that, of course, is problematic, because according to Reb Shlokish, why do the Rabbanan say that if Kodesh Mizbeach die, you can't redeem it? So let's see. V'zev v'zev modeh Reb Shimon, Reb Yochanan Shlokish agree that Reb Shimon holds Kodesh Berakabayit lo yibachal amad ha-baracha. The Berakabayit was not, which is why he says at the end, if Kodesh Berakabayit dies, you can redeem it. But Kodesh Mizbeach lo yibachal amad ha-baracha, but Mizbeach, yes. V'divrei Akor, Reb Yochanan Shlokish agree on something else. Ba'almum me'ikaro lo yibachal amad ha-baracha. If you were makdish something that was already a ba'almum beforehand, l'mizbeach, then there's no amad ha-baracha. You redeem it as is without needing to assess it. So if it dies, you can redeem it. Now let's test this. Done. Rishim Rabbi Kochi Berakabayit Shemeti. Padu the end of our Mishnah. So Bishlo Rabbi Yochanan. This works according to Rabbi Yochanan. Damar the Rabbanan Chazev Chazev Yibuchal Amad Avracha. He said the Rabbanan held all of them near Amad Avracha. So Rabbi Shimon Lefrusha. That's Rabbi Shimon. Why Rabbi Shimon had to turn around and say Kochi Berakabayit Shemeti. Meaning you think that all of them need it, but Berakabayit doesn't. Yipadu. Elo the Resh Lakish. So Amalei Lefrusha. According to Resh Lakish, why did he need to say Berakabayit? Because according to Resh Lakish, Rabbanan said, Kodesh HaMelech Kabayit are the only ones that need it. And so Rav Shimon should have turned around and said, no, they don't. So Malach Rish Lakish, so Rish Lakish could answer as follows. Rabbi Shimon lo have yada maida amar Tanakama. He did not know what Tanakama meant when Tanakama said that imetu yikavru. Achkamalei, iba kochim izbeach modinalach. And so Rabbi Shimon said back to him, and we got a fragment of it, if you're talking about kochim izbeach, I agree with you. Because you better kabayit it, but if it's better kabayit, it may be badu. There I disagree, and that's why better kabayit is mentioned explicitly in the end of the Mishnah. Alright, time to come to Rabbi Yochanan. We have a bright that supports Rabbi Yochanan. And the pasukim b'marshe lo yakrivu mimanach. That's how it should read. B'bali mumin she padua katu b'daber. That's talking about bali mumin that are being redeemed. Atom bali mumin or ain't or el bali matmei. Maybe it's a horse. Shu'o merim b'bali matmei for daber kecha. We already mentioned the horse. Hari b'bali matmei amur. That's already mentioned. Hamani mekayem ve'im kome mashe lakrivu mimanach korban l'Adonai. What's that? B'bali mumin she padu. That's talking about a bali mumin that you can, of course, cannot bring. I might think that you could redeem them for a temporary mum. That will not be offered, meaning she'ena kreva kolikar. That's not going to be offered at all. Yatztazu she'ena kreva hayom. It's not offered today. El machar, tomorrow you can offer it. V'yamarachman. What did the Torah say in that parsha? Avid lamara v'achar, because the next pasuk says v'amid me'mal v'nei kohen v'arichot ha'kohen. So you see that. The Bali Mumin that are being redeemed have Hamadava Haracha. And that must, of course, be Rabbanan. And so you see that they said Kochim Yisbeach also have Hamadava Haracha and Berakabayit. So why did Resh Lakish say that according to Rabbanan, Kochim Berakabayit, Kochim Yisbeach loi, Hamadava Haracha? Why does he say that Kochim Yisbeach do not have Hamadava Haracha? Unlike the Baita that we just saw, the Amar Kra, Vericha Kohen Otah, Bein Tov Uvein Ra. That the Kohen has to assess the animal whether it's good or bad. Tov and Ra, we say it's Balmum or not. Tamim or not. Ezer Rashen Ochaluk Ben Tov and Ra. So the way we're reading it now is Ben Tov and Ra means it's got to be something that could be there whether Tov or Ra. Havim is a Kutcha Merakabait. It's Merakabait or we don't care about a Mum. Viamakra Ota, and so it says Hamira Kohen Ota. The Kohen shall pick this one up. Limutei Kochim Yisbeach, as opposed to Kochim Yisbeach. So therefore, Rabbanan say, Kochim Yisbeach have been excluded by the word Ota. What does Rabbi Yochanan do that? Ota Limutei Mai. Limutei Balmum Meikaro. That's cutting out something. It was a Balmum before your Makdashit. That indeed does not need Hamada Varacha. Problem is, Ulatana Deve Levi. There's a Tana in Levi's Beit Midrash. Tamarfi the Balmum Meikaro Bechol Mada Varacha. He says even that needs Hamada Varacha. Tana Levi, I'll call you Bechol Mada Varacha. All Kochim theoretically needed a Hamada Varacha. And his own version of the Mishnah, right? If you're Makdish then the Merakabayit, then you have to, then they need Hamada Varacha. I Vaktiv Ota, so what's Ota excluding? Kasha, you're right. The Levi doesn't have it excluding anything. Why does Rabbi Shimon have the opposite position? According to Resh Lakish, Rabbanan's position is only Kochim Yisbeach do, and according to Reb Shimon, only Kochim Yisbeach do. Why? Amar Kra, same pasuk we had before, read it opposite. Rechakon Otah Ben Tov and Ra, should assess between good and bad, meaning, Shechaluk Ben Tov and Ra. Where is it that Tov and Ra make a difference? We always say Kochim Yisbeach, because Kochim Yisbeach, if it's a mum or not. V'yamar Kra Otah, and the Torah said only this one, the Mute Verakabayit. So Yachem Ben Tov Lira Mivayilei, it shouldn't have said Ben Tov Uvein Ra, it should have said Ben Tov Lira, meaning the animal itself is either got a mum or not. The answer is Kasha. That's difficult, because he should have, according to him, the Pasuk should have read slightly differently. Meitive, watch this challenge. Meitu Tmimin, let's say animals die without a mum, Yikavru, they have to be buried. Ubali Mumin, Yipadu, if they had a mum, you could redeem them. Medra Mum, Kochim Yisbeach, that's Kochim Yisbeach. Have to be buried. Now, who is that? That clearly is Rabbanan, all right? Because Rabbi Shimon certainly says Berakabayit is the opposite. Shimon Omer Achad Kochim Yisbeach Kochim Berakabayit Tamim Yikavru Balei Mumin Yipadu. So this is certainly a challenge to almost everything we've seen. So Tiyuvta Rabbi Yochanan Mereisha, that certainly challenges Rabbi Yochanan in the beginning part of this Braita, because it represents Rabbanan is saying that Kochim Yisbeach do not have Hamada Varacha and they can be redeemed. Malach Rabbi Yochanan, his answer to Rabbi Yochanan, that must have been a Balmum from the get-go. If you think it's a regular one that had that was your makdish, then got a mum. Shimon should have disagreed at that point and said that it does not need hamar baracha. That's why Rigger. He's a lema to have a tiv to Rish Lakish. So therefore, this now seems to be a challenge to Rish Lakish, because now we're going to say that it is that a regular kochim is beach do need. He'll say no. That's talking about a regular bal mum that you were makdish then got a mum and you still can redeem it. So then, why doesn't Rish Shimon disagree there? Rish Lakish read that braita backwards, meaning have Rish Shimon and Rabbanan flipped. Because he had another source, and in that other braita it said meitu bein tumin bein bal mum. You'll see this is not the inverse; it's a different perspective. If they died, whether tumin bal mum yikavru, they have to be buried. But more kodshim bet a kabayit. That's kodshim bet a kabayit, which is rabbanan. Aval kodshim meaning kodshim isbech yipadu. Rabbi Shimon Omer tumim yikavru bal mum yipadu, and therefore that's Rabbi Shimon who says that. Well, let's take a look at how it's dealt with. Tiyuv to Rabbi Yochanan Misefa. So Rabbi Yochanan looks like he slammed from the Seifa here, where it indicates that Rabbanan distinguished between Kodshim Mizbeach and Berakabayit. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, Achabay Eskin, and Balmum, Mikaro. Again, same answer. If it's a regular Balmum that became after Hekdesh, Niflug was Shimon Allah. He should have disagreed. Again, this should be a tiv to Rish Lakish. The same answer we gave before, which is, we'll say that this is a case of normal case where you're makdish the animal, and then it got the mum. V'niflog of Shimon Allah. So why does Shimon disagree? Indeed, Shimon does disagree there. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zeira. The Rish Lakish Tamar Rabbanan Kodesh Mizbeach LeBichol Amar Baracha. According to Rish Lakish, he said the Rabbanan felt that Kodesh Mizbeach do not need to be assessed, and therefore, if they died, you could redeem them. Uktani Kodesh Mizbeach Balimumin Yipadu Mokminan La Veshigaram Ektashan Muman. So we said that if there's Kodesh Mizbeach that became Balimum, that what you do is you could redeem them, and we say that's when it's a normal case or it came Balimum afterwards. It sounds like you're saying against our Mishnah, which is that you can redeem Kodshim in order to feed them to the Klavim, against the Mishnah we had at the end of the previous parak. We're not talking about a case where it died and it's a Treya Nevela, but rather it got a mum and you went ahead and shechted it before assessing it. If it gets a mum and you shecht it without redeeming it, you got to bury it. Chum say no. You could redeem them after killing it and then eat it because now it's not fed to dogs. You could it had proper shechita. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the second question. According to Rabbi Shimon that says better kabayit is not included. Why do the tumim have to get buried? The answer is mishum dechazu lahakrava, because they're fit for being offered. And that's why in the previous braita we sort of left that hanging that Rav Shimon said tumimim yikavru, even though it's better kabayit. Kedetanya matfis tumimim better kabayit. If you take tumimim and say, I'm giving this to better kabayit, kshein niftin and niftin alam izbeach. They're redeemed and the money goes to the izbeach. Koyim izbeach and yosim idem izbeach lulam. Because anything that's fit for the izbeach always has attachment to the izbeach. Amar Papa Rabayis, or Papa turned to Abaye and now asked the question. We had two questions in Tveria, now we have a question in Pupadita. For Amrila Rav Rabbi Yochanan, that's Amrila Rava, perhaps Rava asked, Le Rabbi Yochanan, that's of course how we have to read it, to Mokim Rabbi Balmumi Karo, who said that this is a Balmumi Karo, and that's why it doesn't need a Maravaracha, and we say that everybody agrees that that doesn't need a Maravaracha. Hello, is that true? But non kol kachim shkaram mum kavu like teshan v'nifdu. This is kol zvachim. This is the Mishnah in Zvachim that says if you have a mum first, which is the case we're talking about, and you redeem it, chayavim b'bchorav matanot. Then if it has a firstborn child, it's a bchora, a baby, and then you have to give matanot. Zerol chayim kiva, sin the chulin, and then it becomes chulin. The gazez v'laved, you can work it. It's 100% chulin. V'adon v'chorav an mutar. It's babies. It's milk or mutter. Avodaz mutter lachar pidyonan. Shechtan machutz patur, because shechitat chutz doesn't apply. Ve'enosin t'mura, t'mura is meaningless here. Ve'meitu yipadu, and if they die before you redeem them, then you redeem them. V'yam Rav Yehuda Amarav Zudav Rav Shimon, and we comment on that. That's Rav Shimon. Damar kodesh mizbeach, hayu b'chol amad avaracha kodesh b'nekabayit lo hayu. Because we say these are Kodesh Bet HaKabayit because they were originally a Balmum. Can I'm sure Omer Kodesh Bet HaKabayit may be Badur from our Mishnah. Umod Rav Shimon Balmum Mikavosh Niftah, and Rav Shimon agrees, and if it was originally a Balmum, you could also redeem it, even though it's the Mizbeach. But Chachamim say, this is of course, that the problem with this statement is goes against everything we've said, that the consensus opinion is that Balmum Mikaro also needs a Mar Avaracha. So Amar Leibai's answer is, or Rava's answer is, Mar Chachamim Tanrevei Levi. That Chacham is Levi. And Levi, we already saw, said it extends to Mar Avaracha. Why does it say do zu divrei Rav Shimon as if only Rav Shimon has this position and Chachamim representing everybody else? Really, the Chacham's opinion is the marginal opinion of Levi. So do Rav Shimon machlokatoi bailei. Shimon said this is Rav Shimon and his disputants. They all agree on this. So Merlei, why doesn't it say it? Mishum derav sabo like Rish Lakish. Rav holds like Rish Lakish. Because Rish Lakish, remember, says that Rav Shimon and Rabbanan have exactly opposite positions. Uktani v'imetu yipadu, and it says there imetu yipadu about kodshe mizbeach v'seifa uktani imetu yikavru, and so therefore he can't say this is Rav Shimon umachlokato. It could only be Rav Shimon. V'baitem Rav Rabbi Yochanan sferlei. Could be that Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan. V'shlachzun Rav Shimon machlokato v'baylei machinami. So the answer is maybe we do have a version that it says this is Rav Shimon and his disputants, and the only person who says differently that we're calling Chachamim is Levi. We can pause at this point. We have clearly a very short podcast coming up for our final podcast of Masechet Torah. Meantime, we should have a wonderful day.